There's a lot of agents out there, and there's even agents that claim to be saved, or they claim to be believers. They never say I'm saved, or they never say they're born again. They believe on Jesus, they say, but they'll never talk about their born again experience, when they got saved, when they fell down and repented of their sin. And so the common denominator in all these agents is to deny the Bible, to promote other books, to attack Yahweh. Also, they're being moved by the devil to tell you that when they're attacking the rapture. They attack the rapture. The reason they attack the rapture, now think about this, it's kind of deep, but it's really easy if you really look at all the data points. The reason they attack the rapture is because when the church is called up, those left behind, they want those people that are still on earth to think that their aliens took the bad people. The aliens took the evil so that they can have utopia on earth. And the earth plane is nothing but division. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace, but division. The earth plane is the birthing plane. The earth plane is pain and sacrifice. Apostle Paul said, I travail until Christ be formed in you. The woman goes and getting ready to have the baby, and it's pain, the birth pains. Talked about this on YouTube a long time ago. I saw it, but I see it. It's getting even worse. It's getting worse. These Gnostics, these witches, these warlocks, these fake believers, false brethren, these people who never say you must be born again, the ones who reject the rapture, the ones who reject hell, the ones who attack the Bible, the ones who say that angels and humans were together, that's a big fat lie. That's not even possible. And so all these people are actually working together to attack the rapture, attack the Bible, to say God, to try to flip your reality if you're not saved and you're left behind when the church is called up, to say that the saints that come back with Jesus are the aliens so that people won't get saved. They know there's a rapture. The devil knows there's a rapture. Enoch was called up. Elijah was called up. They know there's a rapture. And Enoch and Elijah were called up by God, not some alien. God called Enoch, and God called Elijah. Even Elijah's, the people he was training, they knew that this was the day that he was going to be called up. And Elijah said, give me a blessing. He says, if you see me called up, you'll get a double portion. And so Elijah saw Elijah being called up, and he got a double portion of the gift that Elijah had. Enoch, it was a type of the church being called up. Enoch was a type and shadow of the church being called up. And so they attacked the Bible, they attacked the rapture, they attacked the tribulation period. They attack the dispensations. They attack when somebody rightly divides the word of truth and is good at it. Why do they do that? The reason they do it is because the people who are not caught up and still on earth, they want them to think that they're aliens that took the so-called Christians and took them out of here. And then they're going to say, peace, peace, then sudden destruction. So for 3.5 years, they're going to tell the whole world, oh, peace. And then the two witnesses, some say Elijah and Moses, but the two witnesses will be here. and the 144,000. So they're going to try to kill the two witnesses because they don't, it's getting to the point where they don't want to hear about hell. They don't want to hear about sin. They don't want to hear about death. They don't want to hear about their hearts deceitfully wicked. They don't want to hear the fact that God is God and man is man. And man is born in sin. They don't want to talk about that. You're born in sin. And so what's happening is all these agents online, all these speakers, all these teachers, so-called the gurus and all of them, they're attacking the Bible. They're attacking the true faith. They're trying to keep you from hearing the fact that you must be born again. That's what's happening, people. It's real.